Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. And thank you for subscribing to the latest edition of the 12 Kyle podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. Check this out. On this episode, what I want to talk about is social media. More specifically, I want to ask the question, is social media bad for your health? I came to this topic because I was, as always, I'm always looking on the internet, not necessarily looking for stuff, but came across this article and, the headline actually caught my eye. Like, is social media bad for our health? And I was like, I don't know. I don't think so. But then, you know, as I dug a little bit deeper, it led me to ask a few questions that I wanted to share with you guys on the podcast. Let me start by stating the obvious. I'm on social media. Many of you who are listening or watching on YouTube, thank you for watching. Make sure that you download and subscribe on YouTube. Shameless plug. But I've been on social media for a long time. Just to give you an idea, like I was on Twitter in like 2007. And, I spoke about it before and it's worth repeating. Like when I got on Twitter, nobody was on Twitter. Like Twitter was something that wasn't even really heard of. Me and my friends got on it just so we could kind of keep in touch with each other in real time. And, you know, it was just something different. I mean, like you might get one tweet a day, you might tweet one tweet a day and your friends might send one tweet a day. And that was pretty much it. And then, it gradually advanced to, Facebook and then ultimately Instagram. So I've been on these platforms for the better part of, 10 plus years. And it's been interesting because we've seen a lot of shifts and we've seen a lot of things happen. And so much of our information is on social media now. And, so there's really no way of, kind of monitoring things. And then you also have to understand too that it's how we communicate. It's how we, for a lot of us, is how we stay informed with stuff. It's a place where social media is a place where we can get information. It's a place where we can give information. It's a place where we can entertain. And it's a place where we can bring you fine podcasts just like the one that you're listening to. So, but is it bad for your health? That's an interesting question again that I hadn't really talked about or even thought about. I've talked about social media before on my podcast before. I remember I did an episode called Quitting Social Media and just how you go about quitting social media and getting off social media. But never the question as to whether or not it was good or bad for your health. Earlier this year, just to give you some background, earlier this year, the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, don't laugh. he declared social media a public health hazard. And he was the first major city mayor to do so. And he had his reasons for it. He said that he declared that, social media was a public health hazard because the rate of hopelessness among New York City high schoolers jumped from over 42% between 2011 and 2021 up to 60%. And that increase is very shocking. And when you talk about hopelessness, then you eventually lead to social media, your health and then your mental health. And then obviously for some, you talk about suicide. And I have a quote here from the mayor. He said, quote, companies like TikTok, YouTube and Facebook are fueling our mental health crisis by designing platforms with addictive and dangerous features. We cannot stand by and let big tech monetize our children's privacy and jeopardize their mental health. Close quote. Pretty strong words. And that's been in the news quite a bit over the last couple of years. Following his announcement, New York City's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene Commissioner, Dr. Vasan, he issued an advisory that offers guidance to parents and caregivers and, you know, health professionals. And he suggested that parents should not allow their children to be on social media at least until the age of 14. So that leads me to my first question. At what age should a child begin to use social media? That's a tough question because, you know, you don't really want government or local government or state or federal government mandating what you should or shouldn't do in your household, particularly when it comes to your children. However, it's a very interesting and delicate point because my answer to that is it just depends. It really depends on the child. I have four kids. And as many of you know, our children range at the time of this recording in age from 24, 21, 17, and our youngest is 12. Social media has changed over that particular period of time, excuse me. And like our oldest, Dion, when he started, I think when he got a cell phone, he had a cell phone for a while before we could allow him to get on social media. But social media then wasn't what it is now. I mean, like I remember he got on Kick. Y'all remember Kick? He got on Kick and he got in trouble for being on Kick. And so like, you know, that was just something different. It's totally different now. You know, TikTok wasn't even a thing back then. So it's like, you know, you have to kind of ask yourself, like, where do you draw the line? And for me, again, it depends on the child. I would say if you have an inquisitive child, if you have a child that is, you know, pretty active or a child that is, you know, outgoing, I think 13 is a good age. But I mean, again, it depends if you're going to monitor it. And then maybe you can start them a little earlier than that. It just depends because here's the thing. These kids use this stuff to, you know, talk to their friends and they use this stuff for time wasters and it takes away their attention and everything like that. I mean, once you give a child a cell phone, it's honestly hard to keep them off of social media. Yeah, I know you could block certain apps and all this stuff like that, but here's the reality. If you block the app from the child, they're going to find it and they're going to use it. Just like when you were a child, they told you not to watch HBO and your ass was watching HBO. At least I know I was. Shout out to the Squiggly Screens. And so like, you know, you have to be very careful as far as like what you go about telling them what to do and what not to do. And again, I think it solely depends on the child and it also depends on the parent. I will say this much. If you allow or when you allow your child to be on social media, you should definitely monitor who and what they're talking about. Spot checks as far as, you know, looking on their phones, following them on social media. That's the thing. See, kids want to be on social media and not have their parents be able to see what they're doing or saying. Nah, that's not going to fly. My thing was, if you're going to be on social media, I'm going to follow you and you're going to follow me. And whatever happens from there happens. And it's not to be the police or the big brother, but at the same time, this stuff needs to be because here's the thing. Kids don't know. They don't know about bots. They don't know about, you know, sexual predators. They don't know about all of the ills that, you know, can befall on social media. And so I think the stuff does need to be monitored because you can have somebody posing you know, as an adult, I mean, excuse me, as a child, and they be a pervert or something like that. Shout out to Chris Hansen. To Catch a Predator. To Catch a Predator was like before its time. I used to love that show. I used to love watching that show. But it also, you know, let you know that there's some really, really sick people in this world. So again, I think it's really going to depend on, you know, the child. And but I will say, no matter what the age is, I think you should. I would thoroughly advise you to monitor the traffic, monitor everything that they're doing on it. Not saying that you got to check the phone every day or whatever like that, but monitor their conversations, monitor who they're following, monitor who's following them, things of that nature. Because I think that stuff is important. Question number two. On average, how much do you use social media each week? That's an interesting question for a lot of people. And I don't even know if a lot of you guys actually check your social media stats. I actually do from time to time. And I'm going to share it with you. I actually, let me pull up my phone here. I actually get a weekly breakdown of my activity on my phone. It's not necessarily for social media, but it's an activity on my phone. I have an iPhone, as you can see. Shout out to the iPhone team, iPhone all day. no green chats. But there's a thing called screen time, right? On the iPhone. And each week I get a report every Sunday morning without fail. And it tells me, I'm trying to find it from last week. It tells me, like which sites I was on, the amount of time that I spent, so forth and so on. And it breaks it down and you get a graph chart, and you can either search by week or by day. So let's search last week. So last week, I was on my phone, not social media. We'll get to the social media numbers in a second. I was on my phone for 10 hours a day, on average a day, 10 hours and 20 minutes. That's what I averaged a day. And let's see, in my highest app that I was on was Instagram. Last week, Instagram, 10 hours and 9 minutes. My daily average, I averaged an hour and a half on Instagram every day last week. I got 419 notifications. Now keep in mind, I do, as I try to make an excuse for myself, I do have my own personal page and then the podcast page as well. So, I have to post stuff on the podcast page. I have to post stuff on my personal page to promote the podcast. But then I also do a lot of scrolling too and chatting and stuff like that. So I spent a lot of time on Instagram. So Instagram was the app that I spent the most time on as far as social media. Then text messages. And then we crumbed down to number three was Twitter X. I was on Twitter X last week, 6 hours and 10 minutes, daily average of 52 minutes a day, 52 minutes a day. On Twitter X, 119 notifications. Again, I have a social media page because a page for the page for myself, page for the podcast. But I do spend a lot of time on Twitter X. Let's see. Okay, that's GroupMe, Facebook. So GroupMe, Spotify, YouTube, and then coming down here, the next social media app is Facebook. Facebook, I spent 3 hours and 17 minutes the entire week, and I had a daily average of 28 minutes per day. So, as you can see, where's TikTok? Is TikTok on here? I don't spend a lot of time with it. I just created a TikTok account for the podcast maybe about 2 months ago. Follow me on there, too. I spent not a lot of time, 45 minutes all last week. A daily average of 6 minutes on TikTok. So that just goes to show you And it, this not is this doesn't even include, you know, GroupMe, WhatsApp, you know, those what are and my text messages, those what the group chats are. That's where the fire is, really. But I just wanted to give you an idea with social media, just how much time I've spent. And I'm sure if you have an iPhone, I don't know if Android does it because I don't have an Android phone, but just to kind of give you an idea, a little backdrop as to what it is and what we do. And as you can see, that's a lot of time. Now, I will say this much in defense of myself. I spend more time on the social media apps during the workday. My social media use, particularly now that football season is over, at the time of this recording, it has gone down. Sundays, nah, man, I'm not really on social media like that. I may get back to the Sunday silence, which is something we used to do back in the day where you wouldn't do no social media on Sundays at all. Nothing. The only thing you could do was respond to a text message. That was it. And we didn't really do that. And what I found when we did this Silent Sundays is that, like, you got a whole bunch of stuff done because you're not touching your phone. But I said all that to say this. I know I do a lot during the work day, the work week. And that's because, you know, most of us, we work, but we're also on our phones at the same time. So, and my work still gets done. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, so, you know, I spent quite a bit of time, at least last week I did. And to be honest, I've had weeks that it's been higher than that. I've had weeks where it's been 11, sometimes 12 hours. So it just depends. But I mean, relatively speaking, you don't want to spend too much time. How much time? It really depends on what you deem as far as your time is concerned. So the next question I had after reading the article, do you think the use of social media adversely affects our mental health? I think it can. I think if we're not careful, you can allow, either consciously or subconsciously, you can allow social media to adversely affect your mental health. And it's something that you really, really have to pay attention to be honest. You have to be cognizant about it, because the thing is, we're so used to social media, we don't even think about it. Like, it's almost like it's second nature. Like, it's nothing for you to pick up your phone and go to Facebook. It's nothing for you to pick up your phone and go to Twitter. It's nothing for you to pick up your phone and go to TikTok or IG. And that's not really the best thing to do. It becomes habitual. So it becomes a part of your regular routine. And it actually can kind of steer you into something that I talked about on a previous podcast, the doom scrolling podcast, where, you know, we can be consumed with bad news and really, really taking it all in. And I think that's where it adversely affects your mental health, because we can expose ourselves to bad news or bad stuff or bad people constantly. You know, I think sometimes even like when I'm particularly like on Twitter, because I don't post as much on Twitter as I used to. But the one thing I know that I do now, and I think I do it pretty consciously now, I'll scroll for a little while. And then after I start seeing stuff that I don't want to see, not mean seeing something bad, but if it's kind of like if the whatever the timeline is talking about, if it's some gossip story or if it's something crazy didn't happen, something political happened, I'm like, all right, that's enough. And I sometimes I catch myself because I literally say that out loud. All right, that's enough. And I just put my phone down. And it's not like, you know, it's just me kind of telling myself like, OK, you've seen enough for today. Let's move on. Now, when I get tweets and stuff, I'll respond to tweets. But just going on Twitter just for the hang of it, I don't do it as much as I used to. And that's partly because I do want to protect my mental health. I want to make sure that I am feeding myself positive information, positive energy, positive all the way around. And you don't necessarily get that all the time on social media. So, but keep in mind, you have the point to control what you can control because it's your page. There's a lot of bots on, you know, like Twitter and IG. and there's a lot of advertisements. Oh my gosh, man. You can't go past like three tweets without seeing some ad for something, somebody trying to sell you something. And I think that's just part of their algorithm now at this point, because they're trying to do whatever they can to turn a profit, and it's not being profitable. That being said, I think, you know, even that can be redundant. So I'm blocking a lot of stuff. But, you know, another thing too with social media, like, you know, there are some people who come to social media to try to get on your nerves. There's some people that get on social media and their one objective is to piss you off. You don't have to entertain them. You know, like, you ever go to the zoo and there's a little sign say, don't feed the animals. Don't feed the trolls, because there's a lot of trolls on social media too. And by and large, you just got to, you know, not pay attention to them. But there are some days, and I think we've all been here, where you got time. And when you got time, air them out. I haven't done that in a while, but the last time I did, I had fun doing it. And it was out of my character, because I don't go back and forth. I'm like that song. I ain't going back and forth with you clowns. And not in those words. I ain't going back and forth with nobody on social media. But at the same time, I'm not going. It is a free platform. I'm not going to. It's a place where I come kick it. So I'm not going to let you come to the place where I kick it at to harass me or bother me. Not when I got a block button right there. No, I can matumbo you any day. So, but no, I try not to feed the trolls, but you know, every now and then I'll play along, you know, and people really don't, honestly, people don't really come at me like that. I'm kind of fortunate, I guess, in that sense, but there's been a couple of times I've been tried on there, you know, and I blocked a couple, and then sometimes, you know, here's the thing. The thing about, you know, adversely affecting your mental health, sometimes you can agree to disagree, and it doesn't have to be a back and forth. If you say LeBron's the greatest basketball player of all time, okay. Okay. You know, like, we ain't got to argue that. And I'm not going to go back and forth with you. It's particularly if I don't know you, particularly if we don't follow each other. Oh, I'm definitely not going back and forth with you. But it's, you know, some people will allow others on social media to get up under their skin, and people get a kick out of it. And then sometimes, man, people think they can come on social media and just talk reckless. You can't talk reckless. You know, a lot of y'all, I see this all the time. A lot of y'all was never punched in the face. You grew up in an era where you didn't get punched in, where people didn't get punched in the face. Because if you got punched in the face, you wouldn't say some of the stuff, you know, with this keyboard courage that you had. But, you know, some people are different, man. I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, I stay above the fray, and I don't really engage. But, you know, every now and then, people will have time. And when they got time, they're going to air you out. The next question I had, do you think kids use social media to connect with other kids? I don't necessarily think so. I think they use it particularly, and I'll use TikTok specifically, because, you know, we're dealing with TikTok with our kids, because TikTok is the app that my kids are mostly on. I mean, they're on IG too, but they don't post a lot of stuff on IG. I'm sure they have their little group chats, and they talk amongst their friends. But I don't necessarily know that, and to be honest, I don't necessarily know that they use TikTok to connect with other kids. I think they use TikTok to be entertained. Because TikTok is one of those apps, like, it is constant. Like, it's constantly feeding you. So you don't have to actually leave the app. Like, it's there. And everything is there. And like I said, I'm actually kind of proud of myself, because I stayed away from TikTok for a long time. And normally, like, when I go on TikTok, I'll watch a couple of videos and then I'm leaving. Like, I don't spend a lot of time on TikTok. But I do see how addictive it is. I do see how and why people spend as much time. I understand how it is for kids, because it's like, I mean, it's almost like, imagine if you came up in the 80s and you could just sit there and just watch cartoons all day. Like, literally could just sit and watch cartoons all day. It's a running cartoon. And God forbid you start getting into these little TikTok dances or TikTok challenges. I mean, yeah, it can be definitely be a, you know, very, it could affect you adversely if you're not careful. But I don't necessarily know that they use it. Now, and I can only think about my kids. I don't necessarily know that they use it to connect with other kids. They use it to connect with their friends, but other kids that they don't know, I don't think so. Last question. How long could you go without being on social media? Let me say that again. How long could you go without being on social media? Now, the reality to that question is most people know that they don't have to. So whatever answer that you give is not going to stick because, you know, technically you don't have to. So if you said, hey, I could stay off social media for 2 months. The reality is you're not going to stay off social media for 2 months because you know you don't have to. But if you had gotten blocked or if you had gotten banned or you just had your account taken away and you had to be off social media for 2 months, could you do it? Most of us can't. That's the reality because it's a part of your everyday life. Now, I will say this much. For the people who grew up in an era without social media and now is coming into the internet stage, and now, you know, over the last 10, 15 years, people from my generation, I would say some, not all, I think they probably could do without because they've gone so long without. So it's not something that, even though it's a part of their fabric, they don't necessarily have to have. This younger generation, the generation of now, my kids, their generation, no, they might not go a day without social media because that's all that they know. They connect through the phone. So if that's where your connection is, then that's where you're going to be. I mean, for them, social media is like how it was for me to go outside because all my friends and everything that was happening in the 80s and the 90s was happening outside. I mean, yeah, we had video games. We had stuff to keep us entertained inside the house, but all my partners was outside. And then I step outside in my yard. I got a basketball goal. We could play basketball. We could go swimming in my pool. And, you know, we did stuff outside. So that's where the hangout was. And so for these kids, the hangout is in their phones. So it's different for them. And I don't knock them for it. It is what it is. But the reality is, I don't know that most of us could go much. I don't think we could go long at all. I mean, what's long for me might not be long for you. In reality, how long could I go without social media? I'll put it like this. If someone could post my episodes, I could go without social media probably for a month or two. You know, if somebody was posting the podcast every Tuesday and Sunday with the bonus episodes, yeah, I probably could go about a month or two. Maybe not much longer than that because I would miss those connections that I do have. Because I'll be honest, I do have quite a few meaningful connections that I have on social media. But if you took away my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, yeah, I'd say maybe 2 months. 2 months max. I don't really think I'd go much longer without that. And I'm someone who, again, grew up in an era without the internet. And I think 2 months is a pretty nice long time. You got some people, they ain't going 2 hours. So it kind of is what it is. In conclusion, I think the answer to the question that I initially asked, is it bad for our mental health? You know, it really just depends. It depends on how much you give to social media and vice versa, how much social media gives to you. How much you give it really depends on where you prioritize it. You know, I know people who, you know, when they get up, first thing they do, they're posting stuff. You know, when they get, you know, to work or when they're going outside, they're posting stuff. And that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. But that's just where they are with theirs. You know, I view it, but it's not a deep necessity. It's a very strong want. if you allow it to, and I think the key thing is sometimes we've allowed it to happen to adversely affect our mental health. And we haven't given it a second thought that it is adversely affecting our mental health. And it's really bad for us, and it's toxic, and it's a lot of things, but it's also good. It's a place where, again, where you can find information, where you can be entertained, where you can put on videos and slides and see people, you know, I like to see funny videos of people falling out of trees or falling down and stuff like, I love to see stuff like that. On Facebook, I made the mistake of clicking a video of this tiger chasing down this deer or whatever in the African safari. And so now every time, and I watched like two reels of it. Now every time for the last 3 weeks, it never fails. Every single time I've opened up Facebook, I always get a reel of a tiger in the jungle, a tiger chasing an alligator, a tiger eating an alligator, a tiger chasing, being chased by an elephant. I mean, like, it's all tiger videos. I can't get away from, but they're dope. And I sit down and I watch them, and you know, so it's like, but they figured out that, hey, this guy right here likes tigers, you know, and I do, but I ain't that interested in tigers. I mean, but you know, and I know I could go and click the little button, I don't want to see this anymore, but they say, well, hey, every time he comes on here for the last 2 weeks, so let's keep feeding him and feeding him and feeding him. And so, you know, that's how it works. So the algorithms, they've tapped into us and our habits, what we like, what we dislike. So, you know, you kind of fall in line a little bit. So all of that can determine whether or not it is bad for you and bad for your mental health. It's just really up to us to make that decision. But I think more than anything else, we got to be cognizant of it, because if we're not thinking about it and we're not paying attention to it, it could take us down a path that we don't want to go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for me. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. Thanks again for checking out this edition of the 12 Kyle podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. The podcast drops every Thursday at midnight. From time to time, we drop bonus episodes on Sundays at midnight. If you haven't done so already, make sure that you subscribe and follow me on Instagram, Twitter X, TikTok. Again, we got a YouTube channel where we got all the videos. Make sure that you go there, download, subscribe, hit the like button. If you got any comments, you can leave comments on the YouTube page. You leave comments on the Spotify. So, and if you want to donate to the show, if you want to hit us off with a couple of dollars, hit us up. $TWELVEKYLE. Again, that's going to do it for me. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. We'll catch you guys next time. 5 G's.